The main gymnastics competition is over at the Olympics in Sydney, but there's still a question about who will go home with one of the gold medals. Romanian Andreea Raducan finished first in the individual all-round event. A gold medal was draped around her neck at the medal ceremony, but it was stripped from her yesterday because of a positive drug test. Now some are wondering whether the Olympic crackdown on drugs has gone too far. From Sydney, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
People in the gymnastics world compare 16-year-old Andreea Raducan to Nadia Comăneci, the Romanian gymnastics superstar. Raducan is young, tiny, and talented. She won silver in the vault and gold in the team and all-around individual competition. Then she tested positive for pseudoephedrine, a stimulant found in cold medicines. That cost her the individual gold under a new Get Tough policy for Olympic athletes. François Carrard is director general of the International Olympic Committee.
The new regulations which entered into force this year are much stricter. And no matter how sad this can be in an individual case, one of these provisions states very clearly that the mere presence within the body of an athlete of a prohibited substance, and such is the case of the pseudoephedrine, constitutes doping and as such entails automatically the invalidation of the result of the competition at which the athlete tested positive.
But in Andreea Raducan's case, the result isn't just sad, it's downright unfair, say her supporters here in Sydney. Because Raducan wasn't doping up, her positive drug test is the result of an over-the-counter medicine she took for a cold. The team doctor gave her the medicine to help her breathe. The International Olympic Committee accepts that story, but is standing firm.
That's tough, I know. Personally, I can share the feelings of some people who feel it's very tough. But that's the point. Do we want to fight seriously doping, thinking of all the athletes, or not?
How can you say that you're fair and equitable if you're punishing someone who's innocent?
Paul Ziert is publisher of International Gymnast Magazine and a supporter of Raducan.
Raducan is paying the price of how lax the IOC has been in the past, because they feel now, okay, we're going to crack down now, they can make no exceptions. And that's sad. Why should she suffer the brunt of their laxness in this?
The IOC is under pressure to crack down hard on drug cheats and has been trying to prove its new drug testing effort works. It has trumpeted positive drug tests here in Sydney as evidence of that. But IOC officials also acknowledge that Raducan probably received no performance benefit from the cold medicine she took. Raducan supporter Paul Ziert is sure of that.
It couldn't have helped her stick her landings better. It couldn't have helped her be calm enough to perform as she did on balance beam. I've followed her career for the last 3 years that she's been in good high-level international competition. The performance she gave was not extraordinary at all, and certainly she hasn't been on cold medication for the last 2.5 years.
The IOC has punished the team doctor involved by banning him from this and the next two Olympics, and it stripped Raducan of her gold medal. She appealed to the International Court of Arbitration for Sport, which heard the case today and will issue a decision tomorrow. The court could require the return of her gold medal, but if it sides with the IOC, Andreea Raducan will be called the first martyr of the IOC's new drug testing effort. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Sydney.